There we go. We're ready to go.
Jeffrey's a cheater. I'm nervous about the...
Oh, Jeffrey L?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
This is a very, very complicated device.
MP3?
Yes.
This is the world of MP3s.
I'll be getting one soon.
I already have one.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't bring it in because I didn't realize other people were going to have MP3s.
Wow.
I have an MP3. I never took it out of the box.
Maybe knows how to use it?
No. No clue.
Soon.
Maybe, but I haven't. No clue how to use it.
Of course, a cell phone and MP3.
Yeah, I'm getting technologically advanced.
Laptop.
But yeah, I just have no clue. I know how to use it. Okay, let's go.
Stop it.
Hey, Rabbi Bosai. Okay, good. Vayu chayei Sara, meyash shana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim shnei chayei Sara. Sara's life, 127 years. 127 years was her life. But it's interesting, Vayiyu, the numerical value, the gematria of Vayiyu is what? What? 37. What's the significance of 37? Chayes. Sarah's life was 127, but Vayiyu was 37. Because you know what? This says the Zohar. Take a quick look on page 4. Amar Achia, Ha'ukmua, Tachad Yitzchadet Yitzchak Bar Klosin V'Sheva Shonim. The Akedis Yitzchak, different opinions when it took place. According to the Zohar, Yitzchak was 37. The Kevin Akad Yitzchak Misa Sora. Sora died at the time of the Akeda. Ketziva Yevo Abram was called the Sora with Kosara after the Akeda. Me'ayin bo mihar ha-muriya bo. Akad le'i Yitzchak. Inun plosim v'sheva shonim. Yom Adisyal of Yitzchak at Shait Adisthad, Inun Havei Chayei Sara. Sara lived 127 years, but the real happy years is when she had a son. Those were the 37 years. The last 37 years were the years that she had a son, Yitzchak. She lived those last 37 years. When she was 90, she had Yitzchak. So on one hand, she lived 127 years, but there's living and there's living. But she really lived by Yiyu, those 37 years. It's those 37 years she finally, after all the time that she was in Akara, she couldn't have kids, she finally had a kid and their lives overlapped for 37 years. That's by Yiyu. That's what the Zohar says. By Yiyu, Chayei Sara. That those 37 years were her real life. It was 127, but those 37 of Ayiyu were the years that she had a son alive, and that those were special years. So the Torah highlights the 127, which was the whole totality, but then Vayiyu, the 37 years, which was the time that she was together with her son. And then the Torah tells us, Vatoma Sora, Bekiryas Arba, Hi Chevron, Be'eretz Canaan, Vayavo Avraham, Lispod, Lisara, Velifkosa. That Avraham comes to give a hesped to Sarah and to cry over Sarah. And we're all familiar with the little chaf, Lifkosa, the small chaf. And we have to understand the significance of that small chaf. Furthermore, Rashi tells us, Nismacha Misa Sara Lakedis Yitzchak, Lefisha Alde Besaras Akedis, should his Damin Banal Shkita, Kimachalo Nishkat Kocha Nishmasa. Right? He quotes the Medrash that Sarah died when she heard about the Akedah. And this is the Medrash Tanchuma, I'll show you in greater length on page 3. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, but also Shah Halah Hasatan Eitzel Sarah. The Satan came to Sarah. The Nidma Lokid Mus Yitzchak. And the Sarah, the Satan, made an appearance like he was Yitzchak. So she thought she was speaking to Yitzchak. What did your father do to you? What did Abraham do to you? Sarah asks the Satan, who she thought was Yitzchak. He took me through the mountains and the valleys. And he took me up to a mountain. And we built a mizbeach. The Sidir Hamaracha, and then we took the firewood and we put it together. The Harichas Aitzim, the Akarosi, and he tied me up. Al Gamei Amizbeach. The Lakakas Asaki Leshachteini. And he was about to, he took a sword, a knife, to shech me. Had God not said, stop! Kfar Hayisi Nishkat, I would have been killed. Lo Hispik Ligmor Sadova Acheyotza Nishmosa. So he couldn't finish saying the story. She just fainted on the spot. Hadohu dixi vayavo Avram l'spod l'sorav l'kosa. Eichan bo mihar hamolya. That's what happened. That was what we would say the cause of her death. She heard this whole story. She was totally like flabbergasted, and she just passed out. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh makes a comment here, which is very relevant. And he says like this. There are a lot of things he says. I just want to say one point. On the third column of Or Chaim, with the arrow here in the middle of the page. Perish Sholmach Shnecha Yesh HaKotzvula Ela Shayaza Siba Shemesa Al Yodah. Let me explain what he's saying. He's saying like this. That you might think, and maybe one shot, that Sarah maybe would have lived longer. Had this Akedah not happened, she wouldn't have had the heart attack, and she would have gone on forever. So what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is trying to tell you the following. Sarah was meant to live 127 years. The fact Sarah was meant to live 127 years. The fact that this story happened with the Akedah and the Satan was not the cause of her, of the death of Sarah. The cause of the death was that Sarah was supposed to live 127 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it that this is the way the 127 years are going to end. If it wouldn't have been this, it would have been something else. So don't think that Chas v'Shalom, that because a person is doing the mitzvah Hashem, he's doing something that's right, and as a result something bad happened. No, this is the way it was supposed to be. Vayu chayei Sarah 120 shana v'shem v'shanim. This is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it out that it should be. But not because, in other words, you don't say that if it wouldn't have happened like this, then she would have lived much longer. And you see that if you do the right thing, you get punished, you get messed up. No. That's why the Torah says, Vayuchai Sarah Mea Shana Vesrim Shana V'Sheva Shanim, that Sarah was ordained to live that amount. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to end her life, so this is the way he orchestrated. If it wouldn't have been this, it would have been something else. That's a big Musar Haskel. I remember many years ago, Rabbi Izbi Zatzal was saying over from Rav Ruderman, but a lot of times, like when somebody, Chas v'Shalom, dies and people second guess themselves, if we would have gotten the other doctor and not this doctor, if we would have done this, we would have done that. But a lot of times it's no. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was. You think, because you would have gotten this doctor, not that doctor. No, the same thing over here. You think that if it wouldn't have had an Akedah, if it wouldn't have been Akedah, she would have lived longer. No, that's what the Torah is saying. Vayu chayi sara me'ashana, v'esim shana v'sheva shana. This is the way it was supposed to be. And not because Chas v'Shalom to ever regret doing the Akedah. In the Sefer Koheles Yitzchak on page 5, he echoes this idea, and he says the following. What's the concept of the small chaf? What's this concept of the small chaf? So before we get to what the Koheles Yitzchak says, let's take a look in the Gemara Kedushin on page 7. The Gemara Kedushin tells us something very frightening. On page 7. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Afilu Tzadik Gomer Kol Yomav Umorad Bachrona Ibeid Es Harishonos. Unbelievable. You were Tzadik Gomer your whole life, and at the end you were rebellious, so you lose all the credit for what you did in the past. That's very strange. I would have thought that if you're a tzaddik gomer your whole life, and at the end you did something wrong, so then you'll get rewards for being a tzaddik gomer for your whole life, and then you'll get punishment for what you did wrong. So what does it mean, ibeid es harishonos? You're tzaddik gomer your whole life, and then at the end you rebel, you ibeid es harishonos. So the Gemara is going to say, as we're going to see shortly, impossible. You can't say such a thing. If a person's a tzaddik gomer his whole life, and at the end he rebels, so he's going to get credit that he was a tzaddik gomer his whole life, and he'll get schar for that, and then whatever punishment he deserves to get because he did other things later on, he'll get for that. But it's not, it can erase the past. So look at the bottom line of the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish, Betoa al Harishonos. The line right before the Mishnah. Betoa al Harishonos. It means the following, which is also a Kiddush. It's the following. That if in Inochanami, if a person is a tzaddik his whole life, and at the end he sins, that's not going to erase the past. That's for sure. Whatever you did right, you did right. And then you're not going to erase the past. The only way you erase the past and you don't get credit for the good things you do is if you regret the good things that you did. If later on you have such an attitude that you regret the good that you did, so then what? So then that's what the statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is saying, that Ibeid es Harishonos. But if you just stop do Averis later on, because you have a taiva to do Averis, it's not shot that you regretted what you did originally, so then you're not Ibeid es Harishonos. You're only Ibeid es Harishonos, only what? Betoa al Harishonos. Oh. So it comes now back to page 5. He's now going to explain what's the small chav. So now look on page 6. Nimtza. She'odav osa mitzvah, yeshu l'shtei nisyonos l'fonos. Right, when a person does a mitzvah, he has two obstacles in front of him. Ha'achas kodem asiya, before he does it, ka'az omer ha'satan negdo, v'yitein mishalom l'fonos. Before he does it, the satan is trying to get him not to do the mitzvah. It's going to try to play all the tricks on him to stop him. Because after he does it, the satan is going to play another stunt. You see, before you do the mitzvah, the satan is going to try that you shouldn't do the mitzvah. After you do the mitzvah, what? The satan is going to try to get you to regret doing the mitzvah. And if you regret doing the mitzvah, your toa al harishonos, that's what? That could take away the schar of the mitzvah. That's, as Rabbi Oigel pointed out, that's what some point out we say in davening, the hospital. Hoser Sotah Lufaneinu U'me'achareinu. So the different pshatim. What's Sotah Lufaneinu Me'achareinu? So one of the pshatim that's given is based on this idea that the Sotah Lufaneinu is the Sotah that's trying to stop us before we do the mitzvah, and the Sotah Me'achareinu is the one that's trying to get us to regret. So the same thing over here. The Sotah is trying now to get Avraham Avinu to regret doing the Akedah. So how is he going to do it? He's going to go to Sarah, and he's going to cause Sarah to what? To get to faint from what happened. And he's hoping now that look what's happening now. Sarah is going to die because of the Akedah. So what might Avraham do? He might regret the whole fact that he what? That he went through with the Akedah. Right? That's what the Sotah is trying to do. That's why the Sotah appears to Sarah Imenu and tries to get her all worked up. And he was Matzliah. He got her so worked up that she fainted. But Avraham makes sure that no. Like the Orach Chaim says, she would have died anyway. I'm not gonna let the Sotah make me regret. I have to get caught, you know what? I'm going to make sure, even though I'm very upset, Avraham says, that Sarah died, I'm not going to cry now so much. With a small cough. I'm not going to cry so much, because if I cry too much, you know what people are going to say? He really is regretting the whole Akedah. That's why he's crying. He said, oh, because you know when you cry the most, when you feel it's your own fault. That you could have prevented. So, says the Kohelet Yitzchak, a small cough, because he wants to show a lot, he's not regretting. If you do the right thing, and you know this is the Ratzon Hashem, you never have anything to regret in your life. If this is the Ratzon Hashem, if this is the real right thing, you have to sometimes make sure that this is the right thing. Sometimes people think it's the right thing, but it's really not the right thing. But it's the really right thing. You're being the one who's following Hashem. You're the one who's honest, and as a result of being honest, you lost, at least right now, it looks like you're losing money. Don't regret. Don't be a Toal Rishonos. You did the right thing, never regret it. Because once you regret it, that's the Sultan's biggest trick. He wants you to regret the good things you did. Because this way he can revoke your mitzvahs. The if we go to the cross of Eretz Yehudah, he needs the lassos, the lassos of Sholim, etc. And that's what's look further down. I'm all with Kosar Akma'ah, Kay Kosar Chof Tana, Shalom Yomru Habrios, Shayur Shemila, Mismara Ma'od al Misa Sora, Yomru Ata, who is carried Hate al Masa Kedah. So therefore, it's Mamai to show that he was not Kas Vesholom Torah al Rishonis. Parenthetically, now we're discussing a little bit of Torah HaRishonis. There's a very famous piece on page 8 in the Kovetz Mamorim by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. And this is a question that you can think about. Kosov and Mesilas Yisharim. And Mesilas Yisharim says, Mesilas Yisharim is talking about tshuva. He says, once someone sins, rightfully so, what? There shouldn't be any tshuva anymore. You sin. So it happened in the past. How can you undo the past? If you killed someone, you committed incest, how could you do tshuva? Well, what's the answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on us. And therefore he gave us this beautiful matana of tshuva. And that's part of the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mesilas Yisharim says. So Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha, he says, it's not Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it works both ways. In other words, you regret an Aveira, you do tshuva. But if you get a mitzvah, you also lose out. So then it's not Rachmanis. If it only worked in my benefit, then I understand it's Rachmanis Hashem. But it works against me too. That was the Kasha Rabbi Chanan said. Kasha Tuva. He had the ease of some parakam of the Kedushin. If you would tell you, Gomer called Yomav Morin Bachrona, even as it's Chuyos, da da da, umeshani, amarish lokish, betoa la rishonis. nischarin al kol atovah she'asa lebur becharata o keres mitzvah. Okay, mitzad adinu. So it's not rachmanis then. That's the way it should be. If you have charata, you can undo it. It works both ways. It works for me or against me.
So we're not going to get into the whole idea of this question, but he says she'alti dover zeh b'kvot kedushas maran bal chafetz chayim. He said he asked this shaila to the chafetz chayim.
The Bachanan asked the chafetz chayim this question of what is the big deal about tshuva if it works both ways, or all rishonos, so it works for me, it works against me. So Chafetz Chaim gave him an answer, which we'll look at briefly now, and he had his own answer, which you could look at yourself. He says that he says like this. We know the two types of tshuva. There's tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. So tshuva me'ava means you love God now, and you really, really are upset that you hurt God's feelings, that you did what you did. So that's a real charata. So that tshuva is medina. Because that's real charata. But tshuva me'ira means you didn't totally regret it, but you're afraid that you're going to go to the dungeon. You're afraid of the dungeon. So that's what? That's tshuva me'ira. So that tshuva also works. That's not real charata in charata standards. So the fact that tshuva also works, that is a special rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Chafetz Chaim said to him. There's more to say about this topic, but it's something that you to think about. And you can look at Xerox most of the minor here for you. But this is the big issue, that if a person does what's right, he has no reason to ever regret. And even though it looks now in the short term that he's suffering, like people say, I was honest, so look, I suffered. I was honest, and I lost out on the money. And this other guy wasn't honest, and look, you should know that any time you do the right thing, you never be Kohel Rishonis. Because if you did the right thing, you'll see. Even if it's not immediate that you're going to see that you'll be successful, it'll happen in the future. But never be, and that's the constant Yetzahara of the Satan, that we should be Kohel Rishonis. So that's why Avraham Avinu says, I'm going to show the Satan. Mithkosa, with a small cup. I won't even cry so much now, because I don't want anyone to think that I have any bit of regret of what? Of what I did with the FK. Okay. One other point I want to show you in this parsha as the following, on page 10. The famous parsha here that Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to get a wife for Yitzchak. So the Torah says like this: the Avraham zoking baba yamin, Hashem beirachas Avraham akol. Avraham is an elderly man, and Hashem literally means he was wealthy. He blessed him with everything. Chazal say he was a daughter, whatever. Poshutan means. He was a wealthy man. And then Avraham comes to his chief Talmud, Eliezer. Ayomer Avraham, El Abdoz Kadeso, Moshe Kola Shalom, Sina Yotcha Tachas Yirechi. Put your hand by my thigh and take a shvua. Vashbiyacha Hashem Ukei Shemaim, that you shouldn't. I want you to get a wife for my son Yitzchak, but don't take a wife from Benos Knan, because as the Drosha Saran says, they have bad midos, they're bad people, but I want you to go to wear a costume, ki me'artzi, me'arti, telech, l'chach, l'isho, l'bli, l'yitzvah. Okay. Three questions. What's the introduction? Avraham is an old man, and he was an old, rich man. So what's the relevance of that? You want to tell the story of Avraham sending Eliezer out for a wife for Yitzchak? Just tell the story. What do you have to say? Avraham is an old, rich man? No, no, no. So what's the point? And so what's the point that he has to say that he's old? What's the point that he has to say he's rich? And what's the point that what? That he doesn't trust him? This is his Talmud. Damesek Eliezer. Dole Umashke, Mitaras Rabo Lacherim. He was his best student. He was there every day in Shir. He didn't miss a beat. He was Well, so he doesn't trust him? Tell him. I want him to go. He has to make him take a shvua. Has to make him take a shvua to his big Talmud.
Oh. So comes the Sforno from page 11. It says like this. Avram Zokin Vashem Beirachas Avram Bir Hasidos Yichrichos Avram L'Shlochas Abdo Akka Lerz Acheres V'ad Isha L'Kno Kushuzach L'Shvio Kach Kisivas Yichzikno Dov Sheyomos V'Loyur V'Kupas V'No. So number one is like this. The reason why it says he's old is because he figured he's old. He wants to see his son married. So right now he's going to work on that. Rizkiv Shalal Acher Ob Uvli Ein ba'artzo isha gunul no, hutzrach l'shloch al eretz acheres. Since there's no proper woman for his wife here, he has to go to another. So why does it say that Avram was rich? So we understand why it says he's old, because that's explaining now why he's so active in trying to get Yitzchak married off, because he wants to make sure that he sees he's present. But now, the oshro dog, shema eza odom bilti hogum, yarbe shokad la'avdo, you know he's afraid? He's afraid that somebody's going to bribe Eliezer. Because Avram is a rich guy. So everyone wants to marry a daughter of a rich guy. So he's afraid that what? That someone is going to, somebody who's really not such a great person, who's going to want to marry Avram's daughter, for what reason? For his money. For his money. So that's why he had to make sure to tell Eliezer to make sure that you're not getting one of these girls from Eretz Canaan. And I'm going to make you take a shvua because I'm afraid that someone is in it for the money. And that's why the Torah had to what? To preface it by saying, Abraham was rich. Now you understand why he required a shvua from what? From Eliezer. Well, in the Sefer Nesive Chaim, Rechaim Eliezeri, who was a chashuv rav in Ohio, he wrote very beautiful svarim on Chumash, and he says just a simple point, but it's so true, Rebbe Osai. It's so true. He quotes the Sforno. Look on page 12. He quotes the Sforno, and he said the third line: Eliezer Omrim Sheyadolu Mashkim Mikaroso Shalav Rav Avinu, Hu Hayat Talmido Hamulfok. Eliezer was the greatest, Rabbi Osai. He was his best student. And Chazal say, Shehayim in Shivas HaTzadikim Shenichetzu Chaim LeGan Eden, that there were seven tzadikim that went up alive into Gan Eden. Right at a certain level, that you can go up alive into Gan Eden. And Eliezer was one of these. Im kol zeh lo haya Avram hotech bo, im rak yavtiach la Avram lishvua, yuchol still a human being. As great as he was, he's still a human being, and he can still fall prey to the Yetzer Hara of Shochar and make the wrong decision, blinded by money. And even Eliezer needed what? Needed to take a shvua to make sure. And that's a big yisod, because a lot of times people think, oh, I'm a Ben Torah, so I learned, and therefore I'm immune for all the tithes of this world. It's not true. A person's a Ben Torah, so hopefully he'll be better guarded. But even if you're a Ben Torah and you learn, you still have to realize that you're a human being and you can fall prey to the superficialities of the world. And you can be blinded by money and other things in making a decision or things like that, things that are not of substance. And Chas v'Shalom, someone does make a decision based on these things, on the money, which is, if that's
the whole decision that a person wants to marry somebody based on their money, so then he's going to be Torah when he shows. Then eventually he's going to, if that's the whole reason, it doesn't mean that a person can't marry someone that's rich, but if that's the whole idea, if that's what he's looking for, and sometimes it creates a horror that says, oh, you can learn more if you do it, if you do this. So you, but it's not based on what's the real value of this world. Then he's going to be ending up in Toel Arishonos. Then he's going to regret it. And even Eliezer had to be warned about this. Even Eliezer, who's the great Talmid Chacham, who's the big tzaddik, who's going alive to Gan Eden, he still has to be reminded that he's a human being. And he could have the same taivas and the same shortcomings as anyone else could have. And don't think you're immune from it. And that's what the Sforna is telling us. That's what the Sivei Chaim is telling us. Then you'll really be Toel Arishonos. But a person has to realize that whatever he does in life, whatever decisions he makes in life, whatever he does in life, if he's doing it al pi emes, of what's real, what real has real value, and real substance. And even though it looks like he's forfeiting something and he's losing, he's the winner. And the ones who are doing things for show and for superficiality, they're the ones who should be Torah, who are going to be Torah when he's shown us. But those that have character and are doing things because that's right, that's the honest thing to do, that's the right thing to do, then they never have to regret anything. Even though it looks the Satan is working overtime, and the Satan wants you to regret, and the Satan's trying very hard that you should try to regret the good things you do, realize that, take the lesson of Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu lost his wife, and so he had every reason in the world that he could regret the Akedah. He goes ahead and says, no, with Kosa, I won't even cry too much, because I don't want anyone to even think. There shouldn't even be a Marisayim that I was Toa al Harishonos. And that's the big Yisod. If you're living your life al pi emes, al pi what's real truth, what real substance in whatever decision you make in life, so then you'll never be Toa al Harishonos. Then you'll have the bracha of Avraham Avinu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Beirach HaZeran Bakol, then you'll have everything in the world. But Chas V'Sholom, never think that that you're immune to the human frailty and human, because as great a Talmid Chacham as Eliezer was, there's still a chashash that he can fall prey. And that's the lesson we have to learn from Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu did the right thing, and it wouldn't have made a difference, like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, whether he did the Kedah, didn't do the Kedah, she was going to die anyway, and that was the right thing, and the Sultan couldn't get Avraham Avinu to be Toel Rishonis, and that's why Avraham dies as a tzaddik with all the mitzvahs that he had are still intact, because he knows that whatever he did was al pi emes, it wasn't for show, it wasn't for superficiality, it was all al pi emes.